Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. The Reverend Mark Borchers is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old. And the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Rejoice and be glad. For you are a new creation in Christ, with a bright and secure future filled with peace. Isaiah, right before this text today, has just finished talking about how there will be a division of the peoples. Those who have turned their backs on God, those who have built idols and worshiped them, will be cast out. And only those who are the chosen servants of God will experience what we just read. And Isaiah says this, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. We have creation language here that God is sharing through Isaiah. It sends us back to Genesis, when all things were created, spoken into existence by God, and they were very good. But then man caused it to fall, and there was a curse. That curse brought with it death. It brought with it pain in childbearing. It brought with it labor that was going to be very, very difficult and hard. The ground was cursed. But now Isaiah says from the Lord that we have a new heavens and a new earth to look forward to. That God will create something that which is new, a new Jerusalem. And he says that my people will be my joy. I will delight in them because sin will have been lifted and taken away. And so the people will be a delight. And this, of course, is brought about by the one who was promised in that curse, the one who would be sent to crush the head of Satan, the ancient serpent. He would remove the sin from us, and we would be made a new creation in him, in Christ, a new creation. Sin removed. And so we rejoice in being a new creation in Christ. The Lord goes on and says, no more shall there be in it, in Jerusalem, in creation, an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. In that curse of death that comes because of sin, it'll be wiped out. In Christ, in this new creation, death is wiped out. The curse of death is gone. And he goes on to say, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not plant and another eat. When this new creation is made, when it is restored, and as we are new creations in Christ, no longer sinful, no longer suffering from death, from that curse, our labor in creation will not be in vain. We will continue to do then what we were meant to do. We were placed in this earth. And given the work to oversee what God has given. And that joy of our work will be restored and it will not be in vain. Isaiah goes on with the words of the Lord saying, before they call, I will answer. While they're yet speaking, I will hear. In the garden, when Adam and Eve had fallen and they knew it, they hid from God. God called out and they didn't answer. They were hiding. The people of Israel, when they had turned their backs on God, God called out to them, but they did not respond. But in that new creation, in the restored creation, there will be a restored relationship with God. And he says, before they call, I will answer. While they're yet speaking, I will hear. There will be peace with God. No longer will there be a barrier in our communication with God. He will be there with us. And he says, the wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. Peace restored on the earth. As nature works perfectly the way that it was designed to work. However, the Lord says this, still, as with the curse, that dust shall be the serpent's food. Satan has been defeated and will continue in his punishment. But in that new creation, we will have peace with God and peace in this world that will be new, restored to its perfection. Oftentimes, we undersell, we underemphasize what it is that happened when the Christ came to the earth. He came to restore the entire creation, to make all things bright and right and new. Yes, he died for our sins and we are a new creation in Christ, but also all of creation, we know now, will be restored. All things will be new. As the Lord says here, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. God's restoration is so glorious and so grand that it encompasses the entire universe while still being intimate enough to include each one of us. So we can rejoice because we are a new creation in Christ. Our future has been made certain and secure in the new creation. And we have peace with God. Rejoice and be glad. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Herman and Sheila Strozier, who are serving the Lord in Prague. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.